Very well done, Jack. Again, joining us in the studio is Mark Philipson from the Warren County FSA office. Ag Roundtable, just, I mean, thank you for thanking us for you know, the putting it on and all that good stuff. But what'd you take away from it?
Wealth of information. I mean, there's a lot of knowledgeable people out there, and I always got a kick out of different people's perspective. You're drawing people from one industry of agriculture, but there's all sorts of different facets to it. So, you know, I work on the government side of implementation programs, so I maybe have a little different view from production agriculture. So, but one of the questions there, I was going to stump you guys with it. Vanessa started out the show, went around the room. I thought it was kind of different answers we got from people. It was from the perspective of the people there, what was their issues is maybe what they think is the biggest issue with agriculture right now. I'd maybe just ask you guys that.
Yeah.
You guys do ag broadcasting, so I was just kind of interested what your perspective would be.
Jack handles the ag stories in the morning now at 6:30, and where I used to do the ag stories, I kind of kept abreast of what was going on. But the few stories I do after 7 o'clock seems to me is like the surplus that all the farmers are having right now. Can't get rid of the corn, the prices. I mean, it's just money, prices, I would say.
Yeah, that was a key one. I mean, there was some discussion on the waters of the U.S. That was a big one that they talked about pretty extensively. One of the things that I took away from yesterday, which was interesting, you do have all the different levels of agriculture at the table. So you have beef industry, the pork industry, the corn, the soybean, all of that. And a lot of times what we tend to do is we compartmentalize and say that each of those are separate and individual. But what you found really fast yesterday is one impacts the other just as critical. And I think that's, you know, when you talk about waters of the U.S. and you talk about the prices and you talk about all of those things, it impacts all areas of agriculture. It's not just one particular area over another.
I think that's well put. I mean, it gets down to the dollar bill sometimes. And even the non-ag community here in Monmouth, let's face it, if the ag economy is strong, the town is strong. So I thought that was a good seminar.
Yeah, it just, until I started here, I grew up in Kirkwood, which is a rural community, pretty much an ag town, little ag village. I'm not even allowed to call it a town in here. It's the village. It's Village Kirkwood, officially. But I had no idea, no clue how important ag is to the entire state and especially our area until I got to working up here.
And that's kind of ironic too, because I mean, you've lived all your life in the community. And sometimes I think us, as when we work with agriculture, sometimes I think we forget that when we deliver our message once in a while, that sometimes we like Jack says, we compartmentalize it so much to a certain viewpoint, maybe we need to be looking harder at the broader view.
I think the biggest, probably the waters of the U.S. was one of them, but probably the biggest discussion that was had yesterday was all this labeling that's going to be forced upon.
Another huge topic.
But again, that shows the encompassing, it's not just agriculture that's plugged into that. You get into the grocery stores, you get into every facet. They were talking about pop, they were talking about, you know, where do you cut off the labeling? And you don't think about things like that.
No. It's a good thing again, like you said, kudos to the station. Kudos to Vanessa for putting it together, because she works so hard on these ag roundtables. She does four of them. I think she's halfway through. She's got two of the four done for
just four
for
of them
Prairie
and
Radio.
And then the number of people that you had listening across our area, but also across other areas of the state. So
yeah, we had I was in here while Mike was board opping it yesterday, and he said, well, at 1 o'clock we're going to join up with some other radio stations. I was like, really? And then it was a whole list of a couple. I mean, there was four or five stations from all around the state that just hooked into our broadcast. So.
Makes
cool.
People like me nervous because I.
You thought you were just talking to us, oh, right?
I lie and mislead my local people. I don't like to do it with the rest of the people across the state.
Wow, this is really getting out.
I was going to say the biggest discussion was on the FSA offices. Yeah. But
that was when Mark had
that was after lead. Mark left.
Yeah, I had a conference call to go listen to, so I missed the last part of it.
Well, it's a good thing he's gone. All right, let's talk about that FSA office. What else is going on up at your actual work?
Well, we actually work. We're in the and we do it every week here. We talk about the sign up process for the 2016 sign up for the farm for contracts. We're probably roughly two thirds done as far as our work. I need to get the other third in. Deadline is into August, but we also, from our workload standpoint, we get into acreage reporting. We get into the farmers are busy, so we try real hard to hit that two thirds number by the time the first planter hits the field. So I think we're in a good position there, and like to encourage people here, if a little rainy day here, let's go ahead and get some of that work taken care of.
And something we brushed over last week, actually talked about it pretty extensively, the conservation compliance regulations.
Yeah, I thought I might talk about that again. Sometimes we use Jack's term, we compartmentalize, is we just talk about need to get the paperwork done. We got to kind of remember, too, that conservation compliance ties to our U.S. Our benefits. There's a good possibility there may be some healthy 2015 crop year payments that are going to be going out in 2016, maybe the same way if we look at our price structure the way we're looking at. So keep those benefits open by making sure you have a conservation plan in effect. So that's a regulation of erosion through either a tillage operation or lack of a tillage operation and or rotation.
Another thing that I took away from the Ag Roundtable yesterday is Eddie B's barbecue. I did take that away from the Ag Roundtable.
We're talking ag, and you go to Eddie B's barbecue.
Well, in a roundabout way, that's
we're talking about
that was pork. Part of the pork industry.
Pork industry. There you go.
We're talking about
don't compartmentalize, Jack.
We talk about surplus for our commodities and the inability maybe to get them taken care of quick enough, or there wasn't any problem there at that table.
Yes, it was.
He does an excellent job.
Yeah, as soon as I heard Eddie B's over there, I said, yeah, I better slide over for lunch, see how Jack's doing.
Yeah, we were as employees supposed to wait until the very end to eat to give all the guests, but Sean was the first one in line. He came over from the station and was the first one in line, and then comes in and go, oh, were we supposed to wait?
Congratulations to your employees. Over the years, I've noticed a lot of times maybe there's only been one person over there getting ready for the Ag Roundtable. This today I noticed, or last yesterday,
you know, there was a surplus of employees over there yesterday, but I was waiting for them to work.
We're supposed to work. I came to eat.
I think there's people there who said they're from the radio station. We don't even work here.
Who are you? We're not an ag or the radio station. What's going on?
No, I do play-by-play at the sporting events, but I heard this was going on.
Right, yeah. Which is somehow ag-related. It's on an ag station.
Well, it has cornfields all around the football field. So.
There you go. All right, Mark, anything else you need to share with the folks this week?
We've done enough damage.
As you get into fields this year, too, it's time for, as you go up and down through the field, there's a time, the one time in the spring to view that field completely. Maybe you've seen some erosion type of issues that you need to maybe address in future years. Maybe there's a need for a waterway. Maybe there's a need for a filter strip along a creek. Our CRP program offers both of those through a continuous sign-up. So, as I say, a lot of people scout the crop when it's grown. This is a case here. Let's just scout the ground maybe a little bit beforehand too, and maybe see how we can utilize some of our conservation programs to maybe assist in putting some of those practices in.
Awesome. Great advice.
Okay.
All right, Mark, we'll talk to you next Wednesday and see what's going on.
Thank you, guys. Always fun.
You bet. Mark Phillipson with our Warren County FSA office.